Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. In this episode I'm going to play a bunch of new and recent releases. First up is Minisnap, a band which started as an offshoot of The Bats. They essentially are The Bats, but without frontman Robert Scott. Here Kay Woodward takes singing and songwriting responsibilities. The band have two EPs out and now a debut album, Bounce Around. From the album, here's New Broom. Next up are White Swan, Black Swan, featuring the songwriting of Sonia Waters, White Swan, and Ben Howe, Black Swan. You may know them from their previous band, Fang. They've just released their second EP, Castle of Useless Junk. It was initially put out only at gigs, but now it's received a digital release. You can find it at Amplifier or eMusic, and there's links from countingthebeat.blogspot.com. From that EP, here's Orange and Brown.
We had orange and brown wallpaper in the lounge, and the TV could get only one channel then. In the summer of 1988, I played my records really loud on a stereo. to worry about anything anymore. We can have it, we can have it all. How things move, switch on the news. There's so many channels, it's hard to choose. There's so much to have, so much to lose. We're online with 5 billion friends. I shouted out loud, the future is now, and we don't have to worry about anything anymore. We can have it, we can have it.
That's White Swan, Black Swan. Next up are the Broken Heartbreakers. I've been fond of this band for a long time, and they've just released a cracking self-titled album, which is an early contender for my Best of the Year list. Hot on the heels of the album, the band are releasing a series of limited edition CD singles, or Sidingles, each one limited to 100 copies. You can only pick them up at gigs. To find out more, go to their website. There's a link from the blog, countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Sign up to their email list and you'll be notified of when they're going to play. From the first of those limited edition singles, here's Wake Up Monday.
Been searching for the reason why not to love you. Been searching for a reason why you don't mean everything to me. If I should die before I wake up Monday. Been searching for a reason why you would somehow let me down. Been searching for a reason why not to place my trust in you.
Thank you.
final selection in this roundup of recent releases comes from the new Ruby Sons album, Sea Lion. The songs on this album are complex, but there's a naivety and a whimsy to them which makes them seem light, almost toy at times, but the album's a real grower. I've been playing it over and over. The song I've selected should give you a bit of a sense of what you get from the album. It's called Tane Mahuta. I'm Chris, and you've been listening to Counting the Beat. In this episode, we've heard new songs from Mini Snap, White Swan, Black Swan, The Broken Heartbreakers, and The Ruby Sons. You can find details and links to videos and more information from countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.